Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Owls, joined on the bullpen phone by my pal Chris Zook.
Hello, Michael. You know what? I just got to say something here because we do a lot of tapes, and this is live.
This
absolutely
is.
Live, yeah. On Friday afternoon on the 16th of December. I always marvel about that start. Just had a chance. Do you have any idea when you first brought that in?
So, I mean, I created that intro when I created the show.
How long ago would that have been, honestly? I'm just curious.
Oh, like 10 years, I guess?
I have
to go back and look.
I'm just going to tell you right now, it is fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Whatever you, like, seriously, like, I don't want to blow smoke too much, but I'm just telling you here, I get a kick out of that. I hope people do when they listen to that. They know they're going to be in for some nice baseball talk, but that is fantastic.
Yeah, obviously, when we record on Thursday nights, I drop that intro in afterwards, right? We record the conversation, then I do the editing, and then put it up for broadcast. Yeah, it is something to hear it. Because I really don't listen to it, right? I just kind of like slot the intro in ahead of time when we're recording a pre-recording. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun to listen to because it is like just chock-a-block with calls and
oh, it's phenomenal.
Baseball history. So I appreciate that.
And I guess that. I'm 10 years late to say thank you for doing that. That was fantastic.
Well, there you go.
So belated appreciation on that. So that's great.
That's an early Christmas present is what it is.
There you go. Well, that's good.
You know what's not an early Christmas present is the Yankees joining the arms race. This is the biggest deal announced in the last day. I mean, this one, the team hasn't announced it. But Mark Feinsand of MLB.com announcing yesterday, 6-year, $162 million contract for Carlos Rodon that includes a no-trade clause. And really puts the Yankees, all the question marks we had about their rotation, like does Cole and Rodon become like one of the top 1-2 batteries in the AL?
Well, how about this? I believe they said, like, if you figure this out real quick on the math, that's over $520 million that they spent for two players.
Oh, yeah, between that and Judge. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like so if anyone was saying the demise of the Yankees was anytime soon, I think they decided we're going to just re-up and we're just going to spend. I mean, this is what the deal is, right? With baseball is, I'll give you this. Like, so we just came out of kind of, we're still in a pandemic, but the revenues were good this year, right? As full attendance. We had kind of a little bit of a shortened season as we had the strike that or the lockout or whatever, which way you want to say at the start of the year. I guess we're all right to spend some money again, right?
Well, the valuation on these clubs has not gone down, right? Like
well,
we've seen.
Yeah.
And particularly because sports remains one of the few kind of like active draws in terms of like live viewers, right? Like in terms of either in person or online or on television, you look at like the top 10 programs, it's almost always like a bunch of NFL games, but you look further down the list, it's a lot of live sports. We're watching this with the World Cup right now that like it draws eyeballs because it's people can't be like, oh, yeah, I'll catch up to that later. Like, if you get spoiled on what's happening on a game, that's a...
Yeah, yeah, you're not
going to go back and rewatch it. Like, no one's, like, doing a rewatch of the, like, 1987 Mariners season or something, right? Like, they're going back and rewatching Breaking Bad or The Sopranos or something.
And if they were, like...
I mean, kudos to them. They're crazy, but I love them.
But it's
162 games of content per team per year that is projected to continue to rise in terms of value because for any like network or site that's trying to draw eyeballs, this is one of the things that does it in a timely manner.
100%. I was just reading about the NBA contracts coming up, MLB, you know, sort of signed, you know, they did something with Apple this year, right? Like they're expanding their reach, be it through the traditional means or outside of that with
like
a lot of
Amazon Thursday Night Football deal, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right, right. There's, it might not be exactly what it was back in the day where you're watching this, you know, on a cable, let's say, but there's many avenues with revenue streams, right? I think we always have talked about this, you, me, and Brian, about we always champion about the players here, right? Like,
get your bag.
The owners, right, the owners have the money, right? Like, the valuation of these teams has only skyrocketed, especially in the last 5 or 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're saying they're spending X amount on these players, they're not spending that because they're not generating that revenue, right? Like they're getting that tenfold back beat in from the TV deals or attendance or merchandise, you know, whatever way that they're generating revenue, they're not doing this at a loss.
No, this
let's just say that
this is not a not-for-profit organization, the Major League Baseball.
Well, the other thing is also because it's not baseball that's different than, let's say, the other three other North American sports leagues. There's no salary cap, right? Like, I mean, there is, like, there's a luxury tax, but these guys, the Yankees just blew by it again. And,
yep.
You know, I mean, many other teams, Texas and you know, whoever, I mean, even the Jays might get there. Like, you can spend what you can spend, and if you choose to spend more, you just pay the luxury tax, right? Like, it's not where, you know, in other leagues, there's a bit of more of a hard cap. You can only, you know, give so much money. There's only so much available for salary. It's kind of unlimited in Major League Baseball, and that's what you're seeing this offseason. The hot stove, very hot right now.
Yes. Rodon was widely viewed as the top remaining starter on the free agent market after DeGrom went to the Rangers and Verlander signed with the Mets. Certainly a very quality arm, and I do think him and Cole, that's a...
Oh, it's if you're a Yankee fan, you're salivating, right? Because you've got a great one, too. I will say this. I read this last night, which is pretty amazing. So it's an amazing deal. 6 years, 162 for Rodon. He beat the Yankee record for pitchers by $1 million. I could not believe this, but in 2008, CC Sabathia got a 7-year deal at 161. So, you know, I mean, he got one less year and $1 million. But I mean, the Yankees, you know, as we know, they've been doing this for many a year. That's almost 15 years ago, right?
Right. And there was like, what, 3 or 4 transactions that CC Sabathia signing year, right? I'm trying to remember all the names, but like it was Mark Teixeira, I think, was one of the signings that season.
Oh, wow. Sure. Yeah. Exactly. No, I mean, hey, the Yankees, this is why they're called the evil empire, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, and it's interesting because, I mean, we'll talk about your Twinkies in a second because I could talk endlessly because I've got many opinions on that one. But if you're an owner, right, like, you're not spending your money. I mean, you are, but you aren't. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, right, like.
If you're, and especially if you're, it's Hal Steinbrenner. You know, like, the Yankees are essentially the, like, pinnacle. Like, every year when Forbes does its, like, valuations lists,
it's
at the very tip top of franchises, right? Like, it's a license to print money. And so it's not like this is eating into your, Like, if you become desperate, like, you can sell the Yankees for a ton of money. You'll get out all right. You're gonna do just fine. And honestly, after you locked up Judge and promised him that you'd do something to improve the team, this is it.
A
Cy Young candidate who, you know, got his second consecutive All-Star. He's 2.88 ERA and a 2.25 FIP, you know.
So the interesting thing, too, also about this is, I guess the demise of starting pitchers isn't quite realized because of, or there's still some value to him, because who's getting a huge contract? Starting pitchers, right? Starting pitchers still matter somewhere.
They're in, like, the quarterbacks of this league, right? Like,
I would think so, right? Because
one or two of them can tip the scale.
Right. Even if they do five or six innings and not going seven or eight now, but if you get that pitcher who can do close to 200 innings pitched, can give you, you know, can get, you know, save your bullpen a bit, and get you 20 or 30 quality starts, you know, a year, if that would be amazing. But, right, like, they're getting their money. they're not getting searching. And if you're a Yankee, as a baseball, I think this is a very good move, right? Like, he was out there as kind of the last big, you know, starting pitcher. You're right. Cole, Rodon, that's a pretty good 1-2 combo for the regular season, and obviously they're looking for the postseason as well, right?
Yeah, when you want to have, like, a very solid 1-2 to start the postseason, especially in those 5-game series, if you're playing in one of those, to, like, have two guys in those game 1 and 2 that you go up 2-0, and then it's pretty much sewn up, right? Like, that's statistically, if you're leading by 2 games in a best of 5, you're almost, what is it, 92% chance of winning at that point?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, right, especially in the short series, right? If you've got your two, like, I mean, you could throw maybe the start game 1 back into game 4 or 5 probably, for
yeah,
sure,
and then,
right?
Like, you're looking at Nestor Cortez, yeah, Luis Severino, Frankie Montas at the back end of the rotation.
Right.
That's not terrible if you're going to a game 3, game 4. It's a, you know, guy who he has had some injury history in the past, right? He played only 11 games in 2019-2020, recovering from Tommy John surgery. But last year, it was his most – he had a career high in innings and career best strikeouts and a 6.2 WAR. It was a phenomenal season.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it seems like if you're Yankees and that's what the price was to get an elite free agent starting pitcher, that's what you're going to pay,
yeah,
right?
When you miss out on Verlander and DeGrom, if you're Hal Steinbrenner, if you're, you know, Brian Cashman, you're like, I don't care what it takes. This is the last guy at the top of the leaderboards. This is who we're getting.
Right. And also, it doesn't hurt that the Mets didn't get him, right? Or the Dodgers.
Right, yeah.
Right? Like, you're also playing a little bit pre-bent too, right? As they say, is that, you know, you want to, it's an asset for your team, but it's also not an asset for some other team.
Right. And conceivably a Mets team that wants to be in that Subway Series.
Yeah, they want that market, right? They would like to own that market. It's almost impossible because of the Yankees, of how they're dominant. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt. Like, if they would have lost Judge, right? Like, this all, I think, was predicated about Judge for the Yankees, right? They had to get Judge. They could not see him go to the Giants or wherever else he might have gone. And so whatever price there were, that's what they paid. And then you're right. If they said, we're going to upgrade this team, well, they've just upgraded the team.
Poor one out for the Giants in this offseason, because they were in the hunt for Aaron Judge, hopefully to get him, you know, a kid who grew up loving the Giants and trying to, like, lure him home. Don't get him. And then they see their best pitcher pack up and go to New York.
Well, that
as well.
Said is, maybe we should pour one out for your Twinkies, because the Giants did get one of them.
Yes.
They got one of the
Yeah, no, I guess that's
here.
True. I'm thinking within this, the two players involved. But yes, they got Carlos
enough.
Correa.
So they, I mean, as the plan B, let's say, right? So let's talk about this for a second, because I listen to Minnesota sports radio a bit, right? And they've been kind of gnashing on this all week once it got announced officially. You're a true blue Minnesota Twins fan. Mm-hmm. I need to know, Michael,
I didn't,
how you feel in here, right?
I knew this, like, was coming. Like, I'd steeled myself when he signed the opt-out, when he signed with the Twins, that, like, he could seek free agency after that year, that like it was, he was going to play himself back into bidding and go somewhere else. It just, the like, oh yeah, I enjoyed my time in Minnesota. If they bring me a credible offer, I'll consider it. It's like, yeah, sure, you'll consider it, but like they're not going to bring the 13-year, $350 million contract. That's unfortunately like a reality of the Twins. They've never come close to something like that.
So did you hear the rumor? Now, this is what they were stating. I don't know if you heard this, but they had said, or the Twins had floated out after the fact, as always, and there's no way to confirm this. They had said somewhere through the wherever they floated it out there, that they had offered him
the string in the soup can. Someone was speaking into a soup can with a string on it. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. That they had offered him 10 years at 285, which actually, if that's true, right, would be more per year than the 13 at 350.
Yeah, so it's 13, 350. Yeah.
Yeah. So even at that, I mean, again, it's still $65 million more that Carlos would get, plus he'd get more years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're right. I mean, I guess the odds are very long, but you get nothing for second place. Let's just say they were second, right, or they were in the running. But you get nothing in a free agency. Like, you know, as much as it was long shot at best, it still got to hurt a bit just because, they got to start all over again, right? Like, you know, they're back kind of square one, as in, thanks for the rental for the year, and that was it, basically.
Yeah, they got themselves the Kawhi Leonard Raptors deal without winning the postseason, right? Like, that.
Well, we're not even getting there. How about that? Like, that's the unfortunate thing.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Like, I mean, you know, they rolled the dice, and I mean, they had him for the year to try and keep him or retain him, or, you know, maybe they were in the mix. But at the end of the day, again, that is a very, you know, bonkers contract. But again, he is kind of the top shortstop that was out there in free agents. So this is what the market's, you know, throwing out there now. Like, it's, if you're going to come to play, you're going to have to spend a lot. And the funny thing about it is the Twins owner, you know, it's not like they're paupers.
No,
the Pollads are one of the richest, you know, families in not only North America, but the world. So it's not like I get the small market a little bit, but it's not really, because it's whoever owns it. Like, Golden State used to be a small market. Well, guess what? They're not a small market anymore, right? Like, they've spent the money in the NBA, right? Like, so that's the unfortunate thing. If you're a Twinkie fan, you're like, yeah, great, except you're actually, obviously, on paper, you're worse now without him in your lineup.
No, absolutely. And, you know, like, the biggest deal that's been announced, I was looking at the hot stove tracker this morning, you know, signing Christian Vasquez to a 3-year deal is the, like, biggest move Minnesota has made. And it's like, oh, man, that's such a sad thing when we lose Carlos Correa, that's a decent catcher is our big move so far.
Yeah, and that's it, right? And so then you go back to, you know, who knows what's left about what they want to spend. But if that was true and you offer that much, then shouldn't you then be in for someone else at that much, right? Like, if you're, like, mm-hmm. It was just Carlos Correa is the only one that you could offer X amount of dollars, and you're not going to offer anyone. Like, because the thing is, I guess where I'm going with this is
what's next?
Well, but also, like, where are you going to penny pinch? Like, because I keep hearing, well, they want to save a dollar here. Or that.
Well, but this is the thing.
So offered,
following that, I heard that they're apparently open to shopping Sonny Gray and Kenta Maeda. And it's like, those were our, like, all right starters that we were hoping to find, you know, someone to bolster, like a better starting pitcher to be the one. And it's like, oh, so you're going to, like, shop our 2 and 3? So, like, what is the plan?
Yeah, because the thing is also, if you were pretty much what every team in Major League Baseball, especially like the Twins, pitching is what they need in the offseason, right? Like the free agent market, they needed to upgrade that.
Yeah, and so like
the other team. Like,
the other thing announced today, Taijuan Walker, you know, formerly of the Mets, signs with Philadelphia. That's obviously a move Philadelphia made because Zach Eflin left, and the Mets, you know, had a surplus of arms because they got Verlander.
Right.
And
right,
it's like,
right, right.
That's... you know, that's, he signs to a 4-year deal. That's the kind of guy like that was out there that, why not Minnesota?
That's it, right? And no different. Hey, and good on like Toronto. They got Chris Bassett, right? A solid arm. That now, if you look at that, and I'm sure Brian was pretty happy about that. Is look at their 1-4. That's a pretty solid 1-4. If you're going to go up against the arm race against the Yankees or anyone else in the AL, let's say, 1-4, they're pretty solid now, right? Like, I mean, forget about 5. I mean, I don't know who would pitch your 5, but you got Manoah, you've got Berrios, you've got Gausman, and now you got Bassett. That's pretty solid 1-4, don't you think?
Yeah, no. I think he's probably more up on the Bassett than he is on the Kevin Kiermaier.
So he's more happy about Bassett?
Yeah, I don't think he was not the biggest Kiermaier fan in terms of the available outfielders, but it's a defensive move, right? Like you look at that guy on the outs. I can't remember the like metric is called, but essentially like producing outs above average. Is it OAR? Maybe it is. But he ranks very high on that.
Yeah, and it maybe seems Springer, they move him over to, I guess, right or something like that. I would think right, I guess. Maybe saves him a little bit of wear and tear, right? I mean, it's a decent deal for that. But I think the Bassett one is seems like that's pretty good value, what you're going to get for he's not going to be your ace, right? You
no,
don't need him.
But he's essentially the Ross Stripling.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Ross is going to get his contract. And so they kind of, right. And so what you're saying is like the Phillies, so they're replacing Stripling with Bassett.
Yeah. I didn't know this, but maybe you knew it. His Chicken Strips was his Ross Stripling's nickname?
No.
I saw it going around Blue Jays Twitter after the goodbye announcement. I like that. I like that nickname.
That's pretty good. I'm not by a computer, so I'm hoping you are, Michael. But so now, like, kind of the meetings, the winter meetings are over, so a lot of the big names are gone. There's still a percolating hot stuff. There's, like you just said, Walker just got signed. But who's still out there that teams can look at to beat your Twins or any other teams that could shore up some a little bit of area still left?
Let me switch tabs here, because I had the ones who've signed. I had the like transactional one, but I'm just
like,
looking at...
There's a big trade there with the catcher, right, Sean Murphy? Yeah. There's been some really good movement, right?
There's been actually a lot of catchers. So Wilson Contreras obviously signed his 5-year deal with the Cards. Zunino signed a 1-year deal with Cleveland. Omar Narvaez signed with the Mets. Vasquez, of course, with the Twins. And Luke Mayle signed with Cincinnati. So you've got Gary Sanchez, Jorge Alfaro, Tucker Barnhart, and some others. On the first baseman... I guess some of the top names, Brandon Belt, Yuli Gurriel, Miguel Sano, still remaining. So on the pitchers, let's see. So Nathan Eovaldi might be the top left. He had a 6.7 WAR last year, which actually ranks him above Chris Bassett.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of sneaky good last year, right? Not a lot of people talk about him.
Yeah, and a year younger than Bassett, so that's something. Obviously, like the very tip top of the list, like if you go down starting pitchers, then you're getting into like 10, 11, 12 in terms of like kind of projected rankings based on WAR and performance. Corey Kluber, still available.
Okay, yeah.
And then you're down to like Wade Miley, Rich Hill, Michael Wacha. Yeah, it gets thin.
Yeah, then you get a little bit of, like, reclamation projects a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, guys that are sort of, like, they're not going to be your, you know, 1 or 2. They're going to be definitely 3, 4, or 5, right, depending where they go. But, I mean, like, Walker, back in the day, he was good. Not so much now, but, maybe he can eat up some innings somewhere. But, yeah, you're not breaking the bank for a lot of them now, right? Like, the big free agents are sort of done, but... I mean, no one can complain about movement this year, right? There has not been any right? Like,
yeah, if you go to the free agents by position page on MLB.com, like there's a lot of, signed deals like listed here. There's a lot of movement. I mean, the only section where there hasn't been as DH, but you know, a lot of relievers off the board as well. Although there's still a fair number. If there's a bullpen looking to retool, there's certainly, you know, Taylor Rogers, Andrew Chafin, Michael Fulmer, all kind of within the top 10 at the position amongst free agents. There's lots happening. I don't know if you saw this, but Jeter Downs, who was the top prospect in the Mookie Betts deal, DFA'd by the Red Sox.
Right.
After being one of the worst hitters in AAA last season.
Well, you know, and sometimes that's just where it is that, you know, these prospects, right, sometimes don't pan
out,
right? Or need to go to another organization and start anew again, right?
Yeah.
Like, I always think about Rick Ankiel when you just said that,
right?
Oh,
yes.
Like, you know, that goes back many moons, but, you know, where someone who is wildly thought was going to be good and kind of changed his career from pitcher, where he kind of self-destructed a bit to an outfielder and had a little bit of a serviceable career. Not like a phenomenal career, but you know what I mean? A career, right? And
yeah.
So maybe somewhere else he can find his swing again, and, you know, maybe someone might take a chance to go, oh, let's see if he can go another year in the minors and see what happens. But yeah, I mean, if you're a Boston fan, I would be curious about, boy, that seems a long time ago that they won that World Series, right? Because if you're looking on paper, like the moves they made this offseason, it seems to be a bit of a head-scratcher. And, you know, like I still keep – I mean, they lost Mookie Betts and do you have that? Who is the big the free agent from Boston that left too? Shortstop, I thought.
Yeah.
Did he, right? So,
yeah,
I mean,
yep.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so, I mean, again, don't, I'm not going to pour one out for the Red Sox. They've won, you know, their World Series since they got rid of the curse. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, that's how quickly it is. I think the Jays are positioned well in that division again, right? Like, you know, they're going to be in the mix. That extra wild card helps a bit. But, I mean, that's what you got to do, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, the Yankees aren't going to slow down. The Red Sox still, you know, they still get some team. They're still going to get some players. I mean, Tampa Bay is always going to be there. Even Baltimore's right is sort of as upticked last year, right?
Cool. So speaking of Baltimore, I want to tip my cap. I don't know if you saw this, but we've got a new Bobby Bonilla. And his name is Chris Davis. Chris Davis begins receiving deferred payments next year for a 15-year period.
Oh, wow, right. Okay, because Chris Davis signed this massive deal. Like, literally, like, you think Judge timed it right. Chris Davis timed it as perfectly as possible. I believe he had, like, a 50-home-run year and then signed a massive 8- or 10-year deal for, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So this is the one, like, he's going to do Bobby Bonilla, where he's going to defer for the next 15 years. Do you know what it is? Is it about $1 million a year or something
no.
like that?
No. So from 2023 to 2025, so the first 3 years, starting next year, 9.16 a year.
Oh, wow, okay.
Then from 2026 to 2032, it's 3.5. And then from 2033 to 2037, it's 1.4 a year. So the next 15 years, that's the Chris Davis deferred contract. So speaking of getting the bag and celebrating. So, yeah, I don't know which day it happens, but maybe we'll have to. I'll find it on the calendar so that we can, in the same
great.
Way that we mark Bobby Bonilla Day, we have a new
one. Because that was easy, because that's a July 1st, right? So we celebrate Canada Day.
Celebrate Bobby Bonilla as well.
And I think he's still going for another 5 or 7, I think it's like to 2030 or something. Like, that is still by far one of the most ridiculous contracts in history, right? I mean, good on him. Like, I mean, he was very smart, but the Mets are paying that over and over again, and I guess whatever, right? What does it matter?
July 1st, 2011 through 2035 for Bobby Bonilla.
Wow, 26. We still got another 12 years of this. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? But just think about it, because, again, we go back to what we started with the valuation of the Mets now, you know, Steve Cohen bought that, right? Like, it's in the billions of dollars. So what does it matter, right? If I'm giving him $1 million a year for another 12 years, who cares, right? Like, that's just
a rounding error on the valuation,
right,
on the team or
exactly.
something.
It is what it is. Hey, when we come back, because we're going to take a holiday break, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So when we come back, it'll be kind of we'll have a little bit more, maybe a signing.
We'll definitely have some more movement,
but it'll
imagine.
Also be the Hall of Fame will kind of start coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? in January. So it's interesting. I read that real quick. Is that it doesn't, like, I think we've talked about it in the past, but there could be a chance that no one gets in this year, right? Like there's that, you know, and so it'll be interesting. I always hope that there is at least one of, like, from the writers, but because if you don't get in this year from that list, like, then it gets, there's a lot of big names coming up, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, my hope is that Todd Helton sees a little bit of a jump because it's a thin year. And I think he's been on the cusp, and I think if there's going to be one guy, if it's him, that's a decent thing.
That would be fantastic. I wish everyone a happy holidays. It's going to be a fantastic season, and if you're in the Winnipeg region, you definitely will have a winter Christmas.
A lot of snow out there, and it's heavy stuff right now because it's wet, so it's what we call heart attack weather. So definitely take it easy on the shoveling, give yourself breaks, and hopefully everyone enjoys the break. I am going to plug my own show, my music show. Thank God it's Free Range. It's on at 6:30 tonight. Earlier this week, I recorded an interview with the artist behind one of my favorite records of the year. It's a Finnish guitarist named Olli Hirvonen. So that's going to be on at 6:30 tonight on Free Range. That's pretty much it for this
edition. And then are you doing the year-end stuff with Jared as well?
Yes, New Year's Eve. We're going to tape a New Year's Eve countdown, top 20 songs, top 20 albums. It'll be up on leading up to midnight on December 31st and available online as well.
Can't wait for that. Well, happy holidays to everyone. We will see you in the new year, correct?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Right three, you're out.